It's time for Bob's No Egg Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Memorial Day weekend is upon us. Let's be sure we celebrate, honor, and remember. Good morning to you, and welcome to all our lake visitors today, too. We thank you for joining us here on the show. Well, we've got to put it in gear and get going this morning because we've got a lot to talk about. Paul Schifferdecker and Perry Torrance from Remax will be our guests in the second segment this morning. Hydrohoist Boat Lift CEO Mick Weber is going to be here to talk about their international operations and some new products. Pirate Women, believe it or not, Laura Sook Dunham has written a new book, and we're going to have her on the program the last segment this morning. We've got a lot to talk about today because, well, we're a Memorial Day weekend, but we've got the lake race coming up and lots of great activities around the lake. I wanted to talk first quickly about electric shock drowning. Be sure if you go down on the docks today that you check your GFIs and make sure that you've got those things working correctly. If you don't let anybody get in the water, even though the water's a little bit crisp yet. You don't want to have somebody, get injured or killed by electric shock drowning. To help prevent that, get a hold of DocLifeGuard.com. This is a device that detects electrical current in the water and will sound off and will flash brilliantly at you. And there's more information for you at their website, DocLifeGuard.com. Another protection thing we want to talk about this morning real quick is if you are planning on going out this weekend, on your boat, you might want to make sure you have Boat US towboat insurance. And it's basically a $72 deal for the year. And it covers all the boats that you own. And it's a great way to stay safe out on the water. If you have a problem, like you run out of gas, or let's say your batteries run down while you're anchored out, or you have a soft grounding, whatever that situation might be, you need a tow, they will come to your rescue. Towboat US. You can find a link on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Sign up. It's $72 a year, and that gets you your membership in Boat US as well. Also this weekend, the Calypso cruise ship, the pirate ship, the only Coast Guard-approved pirate ship on the lake, is setting sail from Jolly Rogers, and you can save $3 off every ticket if you book online at jollycharters.com. Just put in the promo code NOWAKEZONE when you make your reservations. If you call them, tell them the same thing. Tell them you heard it on Bob's No Wake Zone radio show and you want to get the discount. Lake race is next week, and we kick off on Tuesday with the volunteer gathering, May 31st, the Lake Race Paddle Battle over at Frankie and Louie's. It's going to be a great one, a brand new event this year, three-person teams in a three-lap format, $25 a team. Costumes are encouraged and welcomed as well. Go to lakerace.com for more information on how to sign up and get more details. And, of course, we have the Festival of Speed on Thursday, June 1st, the meet and greet down on the Bagnell Dam Strip on Friday, June 2nd, and race day, Saturday, June 3rd. We are expecting a great turnout from the boaters and the racers. I want to remind you that if you're in the area and you want to volunteer, we are still looking for a few volunteers. Contact Casey Cloak, located at the Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, for some more information and details. There's also a $10 raffle going to be going on for a trip to Cancun. We'll talk some more about that next week on the program. And you can find out more information by listening to KRMS Radio, where you're listening to this program. Well, your Lake of the Ozarks Water Safety Council had an event this last week. It was supposed to be on the water, but the rains kind of moved us inside the Osage Beach City Hall for a presentation. First, you're going to hear from Representative Diane Franklin. Next, from Water Patrol Director of the Missouri State Water Patrol Division, Matt Walls. And then we're going to have a special presentation by Major Flanagan talking about a resolution from the governor.
This resolution comes from the Missouri House of Representatives. It was requested by Representative Wood, Representative Miller, myself, and we wanted to acknowledge National Boating Safety Week in our local area. There's three key things about the Lake of the Ozarks that makes it so fantastic. One of them is, of course, we are the number one recreational lake in the country. And that's possible because of the great service that we receive from the Missouri Highway Patrol. We'll probably always call it Water Patrol, but I know it's called Marine Ops Division now. And in addition to that, we have great local community leaders and organizations that support the Lake of the Ozarks region. So I would like to present this to you proudly in recognition of our Great Lake area.
National Boating Safety Week, so it's a great opportunity to remind boaters about all the different boating safety aspects, and it's just great timing. The majority of the country, this time of year, they're getting into that boating mode, so we want to make sure they're thinking about boating safety. Certainly a part of this is the Water Safety Council here locally that helps us promote boating safety, and of course our local community leaders as well. Thank you very much.
We also have a proclamation from the Office of the Governor, and it says, whereas on average 700 people die each year in boating-related accidents in the United States, with nearly 70% of these deaths caused by drowning, and whereas the majority of these accidents are the result of human error or poor judgment, and whereas safe boating practices such as wearing life jackets are key to preventing accidents and saving lives, and whereas many tragedies have been prevented by the safe boating education and information provided by the Missouri State Highway Patrol, United States Power Squadrons, U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, Army Corps of Engineers, and Missouri's Water Safety Councils. Therefore, I, Eric R. Greitens, Governor of the State of Missouri, do hereby proclaim May 20th through the 26th, 2017, to be Safe Boating Week, and urge boaters to practice safe boating habits and remember the slogan, Boat Smart, Boat Safe, Wear It, which reminds all Missourians of the importance of wearing a life jacket when boating. And it has the seal of the governor of the state of Missouri and his signature.
Right.
Well, if you're going to be out boating this weekend, you're going to notice our lake is a little bit brown, and that's because we're still passing through water from Truman Lake down through Lake of the Ozarks on down the Osage River. But the lake is really clean, and what we're talking about here is the shoreline cleanup teams from the spring. I asked Brian Vance a little bit to explain kind of how things wrapped up here with the spring cleanup around Lake of the Ozarks.
We had 58 adopting groups go out and clean over 500 miles of shoreline again this spring, which is a phenomenal effort. They removed almost 50 tons of trash. So when you consider that little effort just from those folks, it's a great accomplishment. We had almost 450 volunteers out. So 450 lake residents decided to go out and make the lake a better place, and getting 500 miles of shoreline clean, removing all of the trash and the debris. You know, I think we were something around 100 tires were taken out of the cleanup this year. You know, where do 100 tires come from? But one thing about it, if it gets in the lake, they'll certainly go find it and get it out of there. We had a couple of deep freezes out of the cleanup this year. You know, how do you get a deep freeze in the Lake of the Ozarks? One of them was full of meat products, too. So the shoreline cleanup crew that got that one out, they had an interesting challenge getting that out of the lake. So, you know, you just never know what you're going to run across out there. But our hats off to all of those volunteers, and that'll definitely make the lake a little bit better place this spring. We're approaching 14,000 volunteers in the 26th year of the program. And we've just gone over 5.5 million pounds of trash, which is an absolutely unbelievable amount. You know, when you think about 5.5 million of anything, well, here we're talking about trash that dedicated volunteers have gone out, walked along the shoreline, and picked up. So an unbelievable amount of trash and debris that's been removed in the 26 years. And just think about it, if we hadn't been out there removing it, what the lake shoreline would look like. It would not be a pleasant place to be. And luckily we had some people with some foresight many years ago, figured out how to strategize, how to get a bunch of volunteers out and to make our lake a much better place.
Brian Vance from Ammer, and we do thank you again for keeping us posted on the cleanup operations around Lake of the Ozarks. Well, let's see, coming up, we're going to be talking with a couple of representatives from Marine Max, talking about, let's see, their Boston Whalers, and also their parts and their ship store. Hydro Hoist Boat Lift CEO Mick Weber is standing by. We'll also have Laura Sook Duncombe talking about pirate women on our program this morning. I want to mention real quick to you the Down Alert PSD. You may have seen something about this floating around social media. A new device, the first highly visible safety device for signaling boaters that a person might be in the water. Pretty neat little deal. Check it out at Down Alert PSD. There's a link on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. If you go through and buy one or two or three or four for the family, put in the No Wake Zone promo code and you'll save $3 off each one. We'll be right back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Saturday morning, Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for joining us right here on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9, plus streaming audio.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Coming up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, we're going to go down the docks, talk to Paul Schifferdecker about Boston Whalers, and we're going to talk to Perry Torrance about parts in the boating center at Marine Max in just a moment.
Here's a little song I wrote. Sing it loud when you're on your boat. Don't worry. Let's go boating. On every water there are some wakes. Be careful round them for goodness sake. Don't worry. Let's go boating. Time upon your boat, even if you only float. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it, man.
Let's go boating.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go boating, man. How about on a Boston Whaler? Paul Schifferdecker is going to be with us in just a moment. We're also going to be talking with Perry Torrance from the Parts and the Boating Center there at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. First, I want to talk about Paradise Upholstery and Canvas with you. If you need custom interior work done, maybe a bimini, interior restoration, or possibly enclosures for your boat, I urge you to get a hold of the guys we work with all the time, and they are well known around the Lake of the Ozarks. They do it all. ParadiseUpholstery.com. That's ParadiseUpholstery.com. You can also email them at info@ParadiseUpholstery.com, and they'll be glad to talk to you a little bit about what your job is, and then they'll put you in order, I guess you could say, to get that work done. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas, we've worked with them for a long time. Very dependable. They have got a boat that goes out on the water as well, and they make those last-minute adjustments. You can do it right there at your boat dock. ParadiseUpholstery.com is who we recommend for anything having to do with custom interior work, biminis, interior restoration, and they can even do color match for one seat against the rest. Do good work. You'll be satisfied with them. ParadiseUpholstery.com. All right, let's get down on the boat docks and talk a little bit about Boston Whaler.
We're here with Paul Schifferdecker from Marine Max, and Paul, you know, my first memories of the brand was seeing the Boston Whaler being cut in half with a saw and still floating, and that was sort of their original brand when they came out with the line, and it sort of stuck in my head.
And it's funny you should mention that, as that demonstration, if you will, is still known as one of the best marketing campaigns ever. That's really putting your core confidence to the test. And that's what, you know, Whaler is all about, the unsinkable legend. And it truly, truly is a legend. And that's why Marine Max and we here at the Lake of the Ozarks have incorporated Whaler in our fleet, which really focuses around all legends. Sea Ray, Harris, they're all legends in their own right, as is Marine Max in bringing those legends to you.
Let's talk a little bit about the history. You know, we were talking about that, you know, first boat getting sawed in half and still floating, a good demonstration of the way the thing is built and designed. But these things go way back into the, what, 60s, 50s maybe?
It was the 60s when I first saw my 17 Montauk as a very young lad, I might add. It was in 58, I think, when the founder, Richard Fisher, put himself in the center of that daunting test, if you will. Boston Whaler is committed to developing the latest and greatest since then, and continues to today. It now offers models ranging from 11 to 42 feet with a lineup of highly versatile, intelligent boats, Bob. They've come up with a dual console. 3 or 4 years ago, they developed from the keel up an all-new, I call it a boat for all reasons, a boat for all seasons. It really caters to the fishermen, but it's more family-friendly. Oh. The women like it. The seats are very comfortable. There's lots of storage. There's lots of seating. It's great for water sports, and it's great for handling the rough waters, whether you're inshore or offshore, like I said. And it comes in 23 feet, 27 feet, and 32 feet. And dual console means there's seats on each side, just like typical sport boats, with the full windshield and air dam for everybody's comfort. So that's something that we really are excited about. We really want you to come by and take a demo ride. You'll be amazed. Many factors contribute to the hull's design. You know, it actually anticipates and harnesses the forces of the water and allows for a smooth, stable, you know, safe, unsinkable, legendary ride.
The trends in what people are buying have swayed to the last couple of 3 years been the aluminum market, you know, the pontoon, tri-tune market, and have been very, very strong sales. But the emergence of the center console and the outboard has just been amazing the last couple of 3 years. And, you know, of course, Boston Whaler was the inventor of this thing and first ones out. And what a great history they have. You also are a Boston Whaler owner, aren't you?
I am, actually. I've owned a lot of boats over the years. And when they did develop the dual console model, which is very, very family friendly, and we've got several generations now here at the lake that I'm trying to please, which is you know, a daunting task in itself.
For as young as you are.
For as young as I are.
Yes.
Yeah. so yeah, we went with the 270 Vantage, which really is a nice boat.
All right, very good. All right, so let's get to some more information out to the folks about how they find out more about Boston Whaler. Website and locations for Marine Max.
Well, again, my name is Paul Schifferdecker with Marine Max. We just want you to come by, talk to any of our sales consultants. Everybody is very knowledgeable about the product. We have two locations, one at the Lake Ozark Marina, which is where I am located, and one conveniently located across from the Outlet Mall. So while some of the family is shopping, you know, we invite the rest of the family to come on over and take a look. This is the kickoff of the boating season this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, the start of the 3-day weekends, if you will, of the summer. We really want you to come by this weekend, take a look at what we have to offer. Again, the Boston Whaler, the Sea Ray SLX line, just phenomenal. We really would appreciate a few moments of your time. I think you'll be glad you did.
Next up, maximize your fun on the water with the help of the Boating Gear Center, and if needed, the parts department there at Marine Max.
Continuing our series today with Marine Max, and we haven't talked a lot about the parts department and the Boating Gear Center, so we're going to do that now with Perry Torrance. And Perry, nice to meet you, and first we'll have you tell us a little bit about your background and how long you've been here at Marine Max.
Hi, Bob, and nice to meet you as well. I've been at Marine Max about 16 years now, originally from the Lebanon area and traveled up here to the lake. Spent a lot of weekends up here growing up and just really enjoyed the marine industry, so the lake is home now to me.
Well, let's first focus a little attention on the parts department. Tell me kind of an overview of what you see when you're in there.
Our parts department at Marine Max is probably one of the largest at the lake. We do carry MerCruiser, Mercury, Sea Ray, Harris Pontoon, Ski Nautique parts. We also carry a large line of boating novelties and water sports.
For the Boating Gear Center?
Yeah. Yes. We have skis, ropes, pretty much anything that could amplify or help you enjoy your day on the water.
All right, very good. Now, it's a small storefront down there, but you do have a large selection, and we don't want people to think they're not going to be able to find something. You know, fenders and lines and, you know, cleaning supplies. You've pretty much got it all.
We do. We also carry a lot of the gallon-sized products in Babes, Roll-Off, BioClean. A lot of the things that are hard to find, we do sell in bulk. We also carry some new Starbright cleaning products and some new Meguiar's products that have been very well accepted by the customers.
All right. And you didn't mention 303.
303 products, somewhat hard to find in the lake area, but one of the premier boat cleaning and protectant products on your vinyl, fiberglass, sunbrella, canvas, whatever you may need it for.
The ship store, if you will, or the Boating Gear Center and the parts department open every day?
Yes, they are. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
All right. And if somebody wants more information, give us the location where you are, and then let's also give them the website.
Okay. The location is 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. We also have our highway store. We call it the MCP location. It's right across from the Osage Village Factory Merchants Mall. They also have a lot of wakeboards and miscellaneous supplies for the wakeboard enthusiasts, and they have a large display up there. They also have the Spect Red Bull eyewear up there and Slingshot line of wakeboards, which have been really good for us.
And next weekend is the Nautique Reunion up at Captain Ron's. Kyle and Ben are going to be with us next Saturday morning to tell you all about it. On Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, we'll be right back on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and live streaming audio.
Dock your boat at Captain Ron's and come on in for a great meal. This is Nicole, and we're the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Thanks for listening this morning.
Bonnie Las Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Las is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Las Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielascharters.com.
Jack Sparrow was a pirate, so were the Pirates of the Caribbean. There were also women pirates, and we're going to find out about them. A new book coming out with Laura Sook Duncombe. She's going to be our guest on the Boat U.S. Guest Line coming up next. But before we get to her, we've got Mick Weber, the CEO of Hydrohoist Boat Lifts, talk about some new things and their international operations. You know, our program is brought to you each week by Captain Ron's Bar and Grill. If you're here for the Memorial Day weekend, check it out. It's the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. It is the place. At the 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach. Find out what's going on by the website. You can go to CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com, or you can text DINING to 22828. For more information, entertainment coming up tonight. We've got the Iberries are going to be playing over there. And then on Sunday, DJ Kyle will be back from 8 until midnight. So lots of good entertainment, great food. Got the beach open, the volleyball courts open, lots of stuff going on. Open 7 days a week now at 11 a.m. And if it's happening at the lake, it's happening at Captain Ron's Bar and Grill, home of the Shootout, and the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
1964 was the year. At High Lift Marina at Grand Lake in Oklahoma, Henry Rutter decided to invent something that is now become Hydrohoist Marine Group, and it's well over 50 years ago, but boy, what a company it is. And to talk more in specifics about the products and the things that they offer you as boaters, we have on the Boat U.S. guest line the CEO, Mick Weber, and it's great to have you back on the show, Mick. How you doing?
Bob, thanks very much for having me. I enjoy talking boating, boat lifts with you, so thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I was looking back through my notes and through my archives, and it looks like we talked about a year ago, and we were talking then about the possibility of you guys picking up another line of lifts that are going to be used primarily overseas. But before we talk about all that, I want to talk a little bit about the history. I just mentioned that briefly, but, you know, 50 years is a long time, a little over 50 years is a long time for a company. But you guys have really made history by doing what you've been doing over these years.
Yes, sir. As you mentioned, Henry Rutter, he was the owner of High Lift Marina, and he thought there's got to be a better way providing safety and storage to the boat with ready access to the water, to the consumer. And so he simply copied the idea of a Navy dry dock and took that down to a consumer version and made that available for each individual boat owner at the slip. And so that all started, as you said, 54 years ago, Grand Lake, Oklahoma, very much of a regional company at the time, changed ownership in 1991. And with the idea and vision of product improvement, go out and meet more channels to the market, have truly the best product out there. So Hydrohoist is focused on three things then and today: best products, best processes, and most importantly, best people. So that's kind of the mission every day here at Hydrohoist, to hit those three facets.
All of that basically is done right there where you are in Claremore, Oklahoma. But you've really got, I see four distribution centers across the country and, what, over 600 dealers that sell your products?
That's right, Bob. We probably the website's still reflective of four, but in fact, we just added Pensacola, Florida, as a result of a acquisition back in October of 2015. That emphasis will be salt water. We dominate the world as it relates to freshwater. We do have some worthy competitors out there, but our market share is vast. But we've probably overlooked the saltwater markets for too long, and we found a company out there. Actually, they found us, three engineers, great product, great intellectual property, but they simply did not have channels to market. So we made that acquisition. We're releasing Gen 2 of 2017 this September, and we're going to do a soft launch. That'll be in capacities from 6,000 up to 24,000 pounds. With a custom basis, we could go up comfortably up to 40,000 pounds.
Now, that's called the Harbor Hoist, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And the difference really between, let's say, a freshwater, the Ultralift series, or what you're going to see mostly on Lake of the Ozarks, polyethylene or fiberglass tanks and the hot dip galvanized steel. In this case, we're going to go to the highest marine grade available, which is TA 6061. So nothing on the hoist will be exposed to the corrosive elements that you see in the salt water. So if you were to put a galvanized unit in, even using zincs or anodes, you're probably going to have a 3 to 5 year life. With this system, it's forecasted the shelf life will be somewhere between 15 and 18 years by using this grade of aluminum.
Wow. You know, with the advent of the Internet, the radio show here has generated some listeners overseas, mainly due to boatradio.net and the replay of our program every week. And we've been seeing some counts of the listeners from different countries. You are also in many different countries overseas. Can you kind of give us a thumbnail of where you are? I know you're in Canada, but you've got some overseas as well.
Our most fertile market right now is going to be Australia and New Zealand, and then I'd say right behind that would be Western Europe more so than Eastern, the Caribbean, of course, and then the Middle East. We do really the boating areas of Dubai, which continues to be strong, and I was just recently over in Australia and New Zealand. Those markets are strong. We sell a lot of ports. We sell the traditional boat lifts, but really excited, Bob, about this new Harbor Hoist. It just fits that market so well. It's so versatile. It's going to be the most versatile hoist that we have built. You can tie to one side. It can be a moored tying, a rope tied as a mooring, or it can be a fixed where you have a channel in channel, port starboard, single wide, double wide, fresh, salt, brackish, whatever it might be. So that's why this hoist is going to be so popular, is because of the many applications that it addresses.
All right. Now, I tell you, one of the things that I see a lot of, not only here, but in other places around the country, are the new PWC platforms, the HP Extreme. And people are loving these things. And I noticed in some of the restaurant slips and things that they have, I'm starting to notice those show up at restaurants, too, because of their ease on and off.
That's a great story, Bob, and I'm going to tell you why it is. We knew we had to improve upon what was our latest iteration. We had three different variations. Essentially, we had a cast aluminum mold that we started with 12 years as a basis, and we would modify those molds to either lengthen them, change the wheel pockets, whatever it might be. But we just simply didn't have what the market needed, and that was longer level walk surface that's anti-skid. But the most important thing that we put together was the design criteria of six, and we hit them all, was ease on, ease off. And so what we did was we extended the length by a foot, so now it's 13.5 feet, and our angle of attack went from 22 degrees down to 12 degrees. And that's tremendous as it relates to when you come in, you got full visual of the pad, the bow stop up front, so it's less intimidating, it's way easier to get on, and simply it's just effortless to get this thing off. We have two molds we're running right now, literally 24.5, 24.6 to stay up with that demand.
And those are foam-filled.
Two colors, blue and tan.
Right, and those are foam-filled too, aren't they?
That's correct. That's something new for us, foam-filled. If, in fact, you were to have a penetration or whatever it might be, then you're still going to have a good device that's going to protect your PWC.
Hydrohoist Marine Group CEO Mick Weber is our guest. The heavy-duty series of the UltraLift, the HD UltraLift, that's going to be successful for people that are in rough water.
Yes, correct. And I got to tell you, on our 44, 66, 88 UltraLift series, we made the conversion of all pieces that were either pivot or high stress. We made the transition from a fabricated piece to a cast piece. And again, we did that on 44, 66, 88, and also the shallow. We failed, Bob, to continue to do that 10,000 and above. And we just did not think it warranted that investment. By going to cast piece, investment cast piece, it's quite expensive for the tooling and the parts themselves. And we don't want to release anything. That's the philosophy that we have around here, is we do not want to release anything unless we're putting our best foot forward. And we recognized in comments and also just in feedback from the customer, if you're doing it here, why not there? And they were exactly right, and we were wrong. So as of May 1st, we feel strongly that we're building the best heavy-duty UltraLift type system on the market. And how we get there are the dock brackets, the cast components that I talked about, polyethylene tanks that are specific to us that we build internally. And then we also have the fastest cycle time of any lift in the industry, both either on the 44, 66, 88, or on the heavy duty that we're discussing now.
Mick Weber's been our guest, CEO of Hydrohoist Marine Group, and the website, of course, boatlift.com. You hear that a lot here on the program. But how is it? Is it possible for people to get direct in touch with Cale Grauer? Is there a way for that, or just go through the main website? What's best?
Yes, Cale, with the unique name of Cale, it's very, very simple. It's C-A-L-E at boatlift.com, B-O-A-T-L-I-F-T.com. Cale is our guy that's out creating new business for us, great guy, passionate boater, loves the industry, and is very, very knowledgeable. So Cale, C-A-L-E at B-O-A-T-L-I-F-T.com.
All right, very good. Well, Mick, thanks again. Great talking to you. Thanks for your continued success, and best of luck with new things coming, as always, with Hydrohoist.
Bob, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for this.
We're going to take five, maybe 3 minutes. Quick break. We'll be back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and live streaming audio.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organizations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they're also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honor of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
What's this?
Monopoly.
No, this!
245s and a MAC-10.
It's this Toto Macho trip, Dad. Just ignore it.
Where'd they come from?
Captain Ron traded the grills for
them. Yeah, I thought we ought to have them, boss, because, you know, we're getting into pirate waters here pretty quick. What pirates? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Been to Disney World one too many times, have we, Captain Ron?
It's too bad they come.
Hey, Captain Ron, getting us back into this segment of the show. We're going to talk pirates in just a minute, but women pirates. And Laura Sook Duncombe is standing by on our Boat U.S. guest line to talk with us about her new book. There's something for everyone at Iguana Boat Rentals. They've got three locations, the Bagnell Dam Strip, also Iguana Osage Beach near the Grand Glaze Bridge there at the Topsider. Iguana North Shore, 5.5-mile marker, Rocky Mount, there at the new Bee's Knees. And when they say something for everybody, they've got speedboats and PWCs, fishing boats, tri-tunes, party boats as well, and lots of accessories to go along with it. To make your very reservations, you need to call this number, 888-365-2399. That's 888-365-2399, or go to iguanawatersports.com. They'll take care of you over the telephone or over the web internet and get you fixed up for your trip to Lake of the Ozarks and your boat rental from Iguana Boat Rentals. And again, it's iguanawatersports.com. Phone number 888-365-2399. We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. This morning, we are going to talk about a new book that's out, and it's about pirate women. And this is a little unusual, but I thought it was an interesting topic, so we're on the Boat U.S. guest line with the author of the book, Laura Sook Duncombe. And Laura, good morning. It's so nice to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, of course, there's the famous pirate is Jack Sparrow.
yes.
you've got the Pirates of the Caribbean, and you've got the Somali pirates, which are real ones. But now you've written a book about some research that you've done on pirate women. So how did you get interested in this, and how did this sort of pop to the top for you?
I grew up in the middle of Dallas, Texas, landlocked, but always was attracted to the sea and to sailing and boats, and that sort of led me to pirates. I grew up watching Mary Martin's Peter Pan, and the pirates seemed like they were having such a wonderful time, and I just wanted to get in on the fun. So I started reading about pirates, anything I could get my hands on at the library, and then around high school, I realized that well, I had heard about many male pirates, and I hadn't really heard about women pirates, but I figured they had to have been there. And so I started searching in a more focused way, and it turned out that they were. They were, you know, scattered across the footnotes and, you know, whispers of history. So I wanted to put them all together in one volume, sort of as irrefutable proof that there were women pirates at every stage of piracy. Where there were male pirates, there were women pirates too, and I wanted people to know that.
Well, women are better shoppers than men, so I would assume that, you know, there's some similarities there, you know. Give us the name of the book, and if someone's interested, is it available quickly online, or they have to go to the store to get it? What's the exact name of the book?
All right. The exact name of the book is Pirate Women, The Princesses, Prostitutes, and Privateers Who Ruled the Seven Seas. But if you just want to Google pirate women, it should pop up.
Okay.
And you can get it at your local Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Amazon, and there's an ebook version as well and an Audible version coming out soon. So you shouldn't have too hard of a time tracking a copy down should you want to do so.
All right. Well, we don't want to give away the whole book, but I'm sure there's a couple of really great stories that you could tell us about some of the pirate women that you discovered.
Absolutely. Well, there's the women pirates that, if people have heard of any women pirates, they've probably heard of Anne Bonny and Mary Read. They were female pirates during the golden age of piracy in the Caribbean. Anne Bonny is featured in the Starz TV show Black Sails that was popular a while ago. And they were incredibly vicious, effective pirates. They, when their ship was captured, all of the men were downstairs sleeping, and the women were on watch on deck, and they were able to hold off the colonial forces, just the two of them, for quite some time. When Jack Rackham, Anne Bonny's lover, was sent to the gallows, he asked for one final word, you know, with his beloved Anne, and Anne said that, "I'm sorry to see you here, but if you had fought like a man, you would not be now hanged like a dog."
Oh, gosh.
I always love that one. I hope that you know, Rackham went to the gallows, you know, laughing. Let's see. And then there's Ching Yi Sao. So she is actually the main reason I wrote this book. She was a Chinese pirate in the early 1800s. Mm. And she was pretty much, without any argument, the most successful pirate of all time, male or female. She had a fleet of about 2,000 ships and was in command of about 70,000 men. And she ran this organization solo for about 3 years after her husband's death. And when she decided she was ready to leave piracy, she negotiated a surrender with the Chinese government, where her fleet was given pardons. She got to keep a lot of her ships and treasure. And in fact, the government paid money to these pirates to aid their transition into civilian life. So they essentially got, you know, government buyouts to stop pirating, because she was so incredibly effective that the government was willing to give her pretty much whatever she asked for just to get her off the water.
I'll be darned. Great stories. The Somali pirates of today are ruthless, and finally they've started putting men on the ships, on these tankers, with weapons so they could fight back.
Mm-hmm.
About Captain Phillips, you probably heard that story, of course. But pirate women, fascinating story. Once again, Laura, tell us where people can get their hands on this book.
Well, you can pick it up at your local bookstore. If they don't carry it, you can ask them to order you a copy. You can also get it on Amazon and pretty much wherever books are sold.
Are there any accounts recently of women pirates?
Well, the last pirate in my book actually died in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So they did pirate the whole way up. I sort of drew the line at the end of the 20th century, just because you have to stop somewhere. And I imagine there are women Somali pirates, but we just don't have any accounts of them yet. And the women pirates in these books are the ones that have been, unmasked or caught. There may have been, in fact, historians estimate there almost certainly were many women pirates who lived and died as men that we just don't know about. And
sure.
So I believe that there are women pirates sailing the seas today, but someone else will have to write the next account.
Absolutely. Well, keep your guard up out there if you're traveling around in the waters of the world for those women pirates. Laura Sook Duncombe, best of luck with the book Pirate Women. Give us the rest of the title.
Pirate Women, the Princesses, Prostitutes, and Privateers Who Ruled the Seven Seas.
Okay, fun. Well, best of luck with it. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Laura. We do appreciate it. And best of luck with the new book.
That's cool.
Hey, coming up, we're going to give you the rundown for Lake Race. We hope that many of you will stick around through next week or come back for all of our activities. But first, I want to talk about a new product on the market. We talked about it last week. Down Alert PSD. This is the personal signaling device for water sports. Skiing, tubing, wakeboarding, wherever you're going to be, if you're in the water and you get left behind by your towboat, you've got this thing around your arm and you can pull it up, and it's going to be a reflective material, orange with a diamond on the side, on both sides of it actually, and it's a great warning. You can get your arm up in the air 2-3 feet, and that'll help other boaters see you. Personal signaling device for water sports puts increased safety and visibility at your fingertips. Y'all ought to have them. You can buy them by going through my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Click the Down Alert PSD logo and put in the promo code NOWAKEZONE. And when you order, you'll receive $3 off your purchase. of the Down Alert PSDs. They come in different sizes as well, child 7 to 10, child 12 to 16, small and medium adult, and then large and extra large for adults. Check them out, Down Alert PSD, that's the personal signaling device. And again, save $3 when you order off the website, and you can put the promo code in, No Wake Zone, to get your $3 discount. Lake Race 2017 is coming up, and in the shadow of the accident, the terrible accident last weekend out in New Jersey, we lost another racer. We hope that things will go well for us. We know that the Tuesday, May 30th, is the volunteer party and gathering at Beavers at the Dam. That'll kind of kick things off. Lake Race Paddle Battle at Frankie and Louie's is on Wednesday, May 31st. Thursday, June 1st, Lake Race Festival of Speed on the West Parkway at Osage Beach starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Friday, Lake Race Village opens up with the Bagnell Dam Strip area being closed, and that's when we have the big meet and greet. It's a great time. Starts at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon, runs all the way till about 11:30 at night. And then, of course, on Saturday, the 5K run gets underway about 7:30, and then the dam closes, and we'll have opening ceremonies at 10:30, and then racing begins shortly after that. We hope you'll have a very safe Memorial Day weekend out there. Be sure that you are prepared. Make sure you've got all of your safety gear checked out. Check your nav lights, even if you don't think you're going to be out after dark. Always designate a captain or someone to drive your boat that's going to be sober. Be safe. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Welcome to Lake of the Ozarks, wherever you might be boating this weekend. And thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS Osage Beach.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.